It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Hey there, good afternoon everybody, welcome in. Wednesday, hump day edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio it is, November 1st of 2023. Where did the year go? My goodness. A lot to get to on the show today, however you are tuned in. I appreciate it. You got options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Cole Bear. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650thefan on the Zuck machine and you'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. You'll get more local and statewide sports content in your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Bookmark the website while you're at it, 1650thefan.com. That's where all that local and statewide sports content goes first before it finds its way under our social media channels. There's also the podcast of this show, other audio on demand there, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute. So, bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. If you want to connect with the show, you can tweet at me, tweet at 1650KCNZ, send us a Facebook message, dial us up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479 with any questions or comments you have to add to today's program. You could also email. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. We have the technology. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here's what's on the agenda today, boys and girls. We will get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. I want to bring you some audio, though, here in just a little bit from Kirk Ferentz's press conference yesterday. Of course, the first time Coach Ferentz has met the media since news broke earlier this week that his son Brian Ferentz will not be returning. He was informed by interim athletic director Beth Goetz that he will not be returning after this season, but will be with the team through the end of this season, through their bowl game, whichever one they do play in. And as you might imagine, Kirk Ferentz had some things to say, didn't get too into it, of course, wants to keep the focus on the game that the Hawks have coming up this week, even though it's just Northwestern. Although I will say, I was seeing the, you ever see the Big Ten in 60 replays? It's actually a pretty good watch. I think it's a pretty neat idea that the Big Ten Network has done where they edit down, you know, all the dead time in a football game and repackage it into an hour-long program. And gosh, I'm trying to remember who the hell, I think it was Maryland that Northwestern played this past weekend. I think, and we've seen this before, I think Northwestern might be able to give Iowa a little bit of trouble. I do. I think that's possible on Saturday at Wrigley Field, no less, where this game is taking place in Chicago. So Well, we're going to get to this audio here real quick with Kirk Ferentz and then a couple clips from interim AD Beth Getz. But coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a little bit. Do have one score from an area team competing in the state volleyball tournament semifinals today. So we'll bring that to you. Well, I've got a recap of all of yesterday and last night's action for area teams as well at the state volleyball tournament. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, a national sports update, and a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back in the next segment, and Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac will join the show. The top-ranked Spartans take on Dyke New Hartford, their rival, this Friday night in a Class 1A quarterfinal. That game will be at Grundy Center. So Coach Zajac will join and look back at last Friday night's second-round win in the Class 1A playoffs over Pella Christian. 35-12 was the final of that one. We'll talk a little bit about what his team accomplished during an 8-0 regular season. And then, of course, get his preview of the matchup Friday night against the Wolverines. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break in segment three. And Don Bosco, high school football coach Colby Yoder, will join the show. The Dons, 7-1 in the regular season. They're coming off a 28-20 win in the second round of the eight-player playoffs against Waco last Friday. And the Dons are looking to punch their ticket back to the Unidome with a win tomorrow night. Eight-player quarterfinals taking place across the state tomorrow night. Winfield Mount Union comes to Don Bosco. So Coach Yoder will join us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Wednesday and wrap things up. All right, let's dive into this audio here. I don't usually do this in the first segment, but just given the nature and just how big of a story this is here, wanted to bring you this from Kirk Ferentz. And it starts with Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says that Monday's dismissal of his son Brian as offensive coordinator is a departure from his normal practice of making staff changes in the offseason. Interim AD Beth Getz announced that the current season will be Brian's final one on staff. The Hawkeyes, as I let you know Monday, have the lowest-ranked offense in FBS football among 130 teams. Here's Coach Ferentz.
For 25 years, tried to operate with a singular focus of doing what I feel is best for the program, and that's mainly the players and everybody that works in this building. That's my first obligation. And basically, my philosophy, my practice, I think has been pretty consistent. Typically, we go through the season and then run an evaluation of the program top to bottom afterwards. And yesterday's announcement, certainly a departure from that practice, but that's really what we've tried to do for the past 24 years.
And Coach Ferentz pretty much reiterated that, saying the offseason is the best time to make coaching changes.
To me, it's a better time. It's a less emotional time. It's, I can give you a lot of reasons why I've done it that way. But, it really doesn't matter. It's really not significant right now because we are dealing with something that we have to deal with, and we will.
Coach Ferentz said that he was notified of the decision over this past weekend, and while he would prefer it to be made after the season, he respects the chain of command.
The details that are private, they're, and who conferred with each other, that's private as well, other than what's been released. Again, it really doesn't matter at this point. The decision's been made. University's position, and, we're moving forward.
Ferentz did not make players available for interviews and says he wants them to remain focused on Saturday's game against Northwestern.
Yeah, we have an opportunity to do some really good things right now, and I think we're all excited about that. Historically, I think this program's had 10 win seasons in 100 and whatever years, 1889. We got an opportunity for that and potentially beyond that too, which would be historic. So, but it's like any game. Our focus is on doing what we can do this week. That's the only one that counts. What we can do this week to be successful, and that's where our focus is.
Ferentz says Deacon Hill remains the starting quarterback. Hill is the nation's lowest-rated QB, completing less than 38% of his passes.
We've looked at every position, let everybody compete, and let everybody practice. And again, the older guys, the guys that are more experienced, didn't get a lot of work. They got some work last week, but not to the extent of a normal, normal practice week, I would say. But yeah, as we sit right now at the quarterback position, it's a clear 1-2-3, and we'll keep an open mind as we move forward.
Meanwhile, Iowa interim AD Beth Getz says outside pressure was not a factor in her decision to part ways with offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz. Getz announced Monday that this will be Brian's last on the staff, of course. And here is interim AD Beth Getz.
I think anytime you're in these situations, you just you tune out what's around. It's our job to evaluate all the information we have. You make the best decision you can at the time for both the short and long term of a program, of the institution, and then that's what you go with.
Getz then made clear that whoever the next OC is, that's up to Coach Kirk Ferentz.
And just like with any of our sports and any of our coaches, we empower our head coaches to make decisions that they think are best in the hiring process. And of course, administrators are involved in how we engage with them and exchange ideas. But those are decisions that we'll leave up to the head coach.
All right. So there you have it. The latest sound from Kirk Ferentz and interim AD Beth Getz on Brian Ferentz's dismissal. Which, of course, will come at the end of the season. Let's go ahead and dive in here. Area sports news and scores for Wednesday. Several area volleyball teams in action at the state quarterfinals yesterday in Coralville. In case you missed any of it, in 3A, 7-seed Union swept 2-seed Cherokee. In 2A, top seed Dyke New Hartford swept Eddyville Blakesburg. 2-seed Hinton ended Appleton Parkersburg season in a sweep. 4-seed Denver down 5-seed Sumner Fredericksburg in a sweep, and 3-seed Grundy Center defeated Carroll Kemper in 4 sets. Finally, in 1A, Holy Trinity stopped Don Bosco with a sweep. Meanwhile, today, this afternoon in Class 3A in the semifinals, Union fell in a sweep to Hull Western. And going on right now, a match that began a little over an hour ago, Dyke New Hartford taking on Denver, and a match that began shortly after that, Grundy Center currently taking on Hinton. The state high school football playoffs continue tomorrow. Quarterfinal games, an 8-player. Don Bosco takes on Winfield Mount Union at Don Bosco. Clarksville is at home against Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Both those games kick at 7. Quarterfinal playoff games and the rest of the classes kick off Friday night. Iowa State senior TJ Tampa and Iowa junior Cooper DeJean have both been named semifinalists for the Jim Thorpe Award, awarded to the nation's best defensive back. Tampa has 2 picks and 6 pass breakups this season. He's tied for 4th on the Cyclones with 31 tackles. DeJean, 4th on the Hawkeyes with 38 tackles, along with 3 pass breakups and 2 interceptions. The Iowa State women's basketball team has an exhibition game tonight at Hilton Coliseum against Truman State. This year's Cyclones team features 8 new faces, 3 transfers, 5 freshmen. Tip-off is at 6:30. The UNI men's basketball team also has an exhibition tonight at McLeod Center against Coe College. The Panthers returned 12 players from last year's team, and at his Monday noon press conference, UNI coach Ben Jacobson revealed that the Panthers will start Bowen Bourne, Nate Heisey, Michael Duax, Titan Anderson, and Jacob Hudson. Tip-off is at 7 tonight, free admission at McLeod Center. The Wartburg wrestling team is ranked 2nd in the National Wrestling Coaches Association D3 preseason poll. Augsburg is top ranked. The Knights have 5 wrestlers ranked, with Zane Mulder at 174 and Masoma and Denny at 197, both ranked number 1. The Wartburg volleyball team finishes up its American Rivers Conference schedule tonight at the University of Dubuque. Knights 10-17 overall, 3-4 in conference play. First serve is at 6. Speaking of the American Rivers Conference, it has announced the hiring of Marie Stroman as the new commissioner. Stroman will be the ARC's 4th full-time commissioner and the first female to serve in the role. Stroman previously was the commissioner of the former Colonial States Athletic Conference and also served as the associate executive director for the Middle Atlantic Conference for just over a decade. Her first official day will be December 1st. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN Action update, a national sports update, a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. We'll start talking some high school football. The quarterfinal round coming up tomorrow and Friday night across the state. Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Sunday morning from Frankfurt, Germany, the Kansas City Chiefs, 2.5-point favorites over the Miami Dolphins, 50.5 the total. The Chicago Bears this week looking at Tyson Bagent to start again at quarterback. They're 7.5-point dogs at the Saints, total 41 at Caesars Superdome. Iowa State, a 2.5-point home favorite against the Kansas Jayhawks at Jack Trice Stadium Saturday, the total 54. Iowa and Northwestern meeting at Wrigley Field. Hawkeyes, a 5.5-point favorite with a total of 31. Game 5 of the World Series today, Rangers went away from their first-ever title. They're even money against the Diamondbacks. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
Leaders create a wave of positive change for everyone. Walter Burtis is no stranger to this role. As a Cedar Valley resident since 2000, he sees the potential in Cedar Falls and is ready to lead the community into a new era.
Hi, I'm Walter Burtis, a small business owner on Main Street. I understand the need for sustainable parking resolutions and infrastructures in high-traffic areas such as Main Street and UNI. With recent local public projects exceeding their budgets by millions, there needs to be a new standard set for openness and accountability for our local government. I plan to create a safe and vibrant community by focusing on several key issues throughout Cedar Falls. Visit waltformayor.com to learn more about my vision and my goals that I believe will improve Cedar Falls. By voting for Walter Burtis for mayor on November 7th, we can maintain our identity as a place where businesses and families can thrive and your dreams can be realized.
Visit waltformayor.com to learn more.
Paid for by Walter Burtis for mayor.
My father bought my mother one of those weapons-grade jackhammer massage guns. Have you seen these things? No training of any kind. My father just aimed it at my mother's shoulder and hit the trigger. Wasn't good. It just gathered up her skin like pancake batter.
From What a Joke with Papa and Fortune and a scene on Netflix, Tom Papa Live in his 2023 comedy tour. Friday, November 3rd, the Gallagher Blue Dorn. Tickets are on sale now at gbpac.com.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Antonio Pierce has officially been introduced as the Raiders' interim head coach.
I had opportunities to leave and go to other organizations, and I decided not to. The short story, the matter of fact, is I grew up in Compton, California. I was born a Raider. I was born with the Raiders rolling in the Coliseum in L.A. I was rolling with NWA, talking straight out of Compton, rocking Raider hats. So when the opportunity came to work with Josh and Pat Graham and Dave, I jumped on it. So that's what set me up for this. I was born this way.
Raiders have announced that rookie quarterback Aiden O'Connell will start their Week 9 matchup against the Giants, replacing Jimmy Garoppolo. The Texas Rangers are one win away from their first World Series title in franchise history. They will face the Diamondbacks for Game 5 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch all the action on Fox. Nathan Eovaldi will be on the mound for Texas, and Zach Gallen gets the start for Arizona, who will try to force a Game 6.
You're listening to The Fan, on air at 1650 AM and 102.3 FM, and online at 1650thefan.com.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. Highs level off around 57 Friday under overcast skies. 55 Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 43.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. The high school football playoffs continue beginning tomorrow night, actually, with eight-player action. And then the rest of the classes will kick off on Friday night. It is the quarterfinal round of the playoffs, and we are beginning to preview this week's action. Right now is Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac is kind enough to join us. The Spartans, top-ranked in Class 1A, 8-0 in the regular season, and a rivalry game is happening Friday night in the 1A quarterfinals as Dyke New Hartford will travel to Grundy Center to see who makes it to the Unidome. Coach Zajac, thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cole. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Coach, pleasure is all mine. Looking forward to getting to know more about your team like always. Let's start with last Friday, Class 1A second round, 35-12 win against Pella Christian. How did your guys get that W?
Well, it was an interesting matchup, Cole, because we had played Pella Christian in a non-district game back in week three. We hosted them in that non-district game earlier in the season, and we played really well in that one, and we had a good plan going in. Won it rather handedly. Pella Christian, you know, turned it around in that second round game last week. Gave us everything that we could ask for, and then some. It was very much back and forth. It was a 2-point game still in the fourth quarter. Our kids put a drive together and scored, and then we turned them over a couple of times at short field and scored again. So we were kind of able to get that thing going away. But it was a hard fought win, physical football game that you want. You know, obviously, you're going to get this time here in the playoffs. I know we advanced in front of the quarterfinals. And post another opponent that we played before earlier this season, Dyke New Hartford.
Coach, you guys had a perfect regular season record. Just looking back over that body of work from an 8-0 regular season, what did you like most that your team was consistently demonstrating every Friday night?
Yeah, I think it was our ability to just kind of handle some inconsistencies in our schedule, you know, and the quality of teams that we were able to beat. You know, that week one game at Dyke was a big one for us. It was not pretty, I think, on either side. Coach Betts would probably agree with that, unless you're a huge fan of stiff defensive football. That's what it was. You know, that was a good win for us. And then week five game at Waterloo Columbus, you know, we played that on a Thursday night, which is kind of unfortunate. You know, I think Columbus is another quarterfinalist in 1A. That game was very much back and forth into the fourth quarter. And, you know, we had to kind of lead the clock out there at the end to win it. But with those two games, those two wins in particular stand out. And just being able to manage the ebbs and flows of the season. You know, you're dealing with high school kids and want full consistency, but it's virtually impossible if you're dealing with human beings. But really proud of the way we've been able to handle it up to this point in time. Knowing that, you know, each challenge is going to get even stiffer.
Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, was there anything in particular that challenged your team throughout the regular season in terms of you and the coaching staff and the players just knew you had to, you know, make it an emphasis and work on improving this or that? Was there one thing, or, you know, I imagine there's more than one, but to point to one or two things that this team, you know, despite the success, was focused on improving as the season went along?
Well, I think just like, you know, any other high school program in the state, you've got things that come up, you know, throughout the season that you've got to manage and deal with. With this group, it's been, you know, trying to temper the external noise as best as I can and the assistant coaches can, and just continue to work every day and try to put a better product on the field Friday night than you did the week before. And that's not an easy bargain. You know, we've had a lot of success. We've played pretty well in stretches, and there are times when we haven't played all that well, but our kids are so stinking resilient that they're able to kind of, you know, scratch and claw their way out of diverse situations and find win-win football games. I really like the character of our kids, and I think that's been probably the biggest thing that we've been working to get to develop in our program, along with the, you know, the typical scheme things and fundamentals, blocking, tackling. It's just trying to get them better every week.
And to dig in a little bit on your team, Coach Zajac, starting with your senior quarterback, Colin Gordon, he's got around 1,500 passing yards, 500-some rushing yards. He's really proven to be quite the weapon this season. What's all gone into Colin being able to produce like he has?
Well, I think it's a kind of a continuation of where he left off last year.
Mm-hmm.
He played really well in our playoff run last year, and then culminating in that state championship victory in Class A. He's just a really good competitor. He's a very, very bright kid that works really hard and cares. He's had his ups and downs, too. He'd be the first to admit there's throws like that back or, whatever the decision might be. But every week we know that we're going to get his best. He can throw it really well. He's talented with the ball in his hands. He can run well. He's a big kid. You add all that together, it gives him a pretty special player.
You look elsewhere on offense, a number of guys that are weapons on any given Friday night. Justin Kinnack, Brody Zinkula, Tiernan Vokes, Tanner Lobby, Tate Jarofsky. I have to imagine, Coach, that what those guys have proven in terms of their ability to contribute, that's got to make it tough on opponents that you guys at any time can spread that ball around.
Well, that's, it's abundant blessings and really talented kids that can do a lot of really good things. And the ball is spread around an awful lot. And a lot of good difference makers. And that first round game against Cascade, Tate Jarofsky, I think he had 5 or 6 catches for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then last week against PC, Mel Cushing, he didn't have a catch. And so that's not because Tate was doing anything wrong. It's just the way that they were playing it and the way that they're playing coverage or whatever it might be. But there's really no ego involved with those kids. They're willing to sacrifice the individual stuff for team success. And you've got those talented kids that are willing to do that and set the school aside. He's got a chance to be really good.
It's great to hear. Flipping over, well, how about this, just in terms of, along with, spreading that ball around, what's really become this team's blueprint offensively, Coach Zajac? When your Spartan offense is running on all cylinders, what does that look like? What does that entail?
Well, that's us running the football. That's really what we would like to do. That's what I would like to do as a play caller. Everyone that's prepping for us knows that. So we see a lot of teams that are going to do different things in the box and try to take that away and force us to throw it. And we've got a pretty talented quarterback and pretty talented receivers that are able to separate and catch the ball and do things with it after the catch. So kind of echoing similar conversation we had this time last year, Coles, is that us being able to be balanced is really important thing for us to continue to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
To the playoffs, but we do definitely hang our hat on line of scrimmage in the football.
A number of the guys that I mentioned already also contributing on defense, Riker Thorne and Trent Kakerice are another couple guys whose seasons really jump off the page. Coach Zajac, what's been at the center of the success defensively this season when that unit is at its best? What's been at the center of that?
Well, I mean, when you have a player like Trent, Trent does a lot of things for us. We move him all over the place on the defensive line. And he's a 6'4", 6'5", kid that's almost 40 pounds, can run really well, and he's incredibly strong. So he helps us a ton, kind of canceling out whether it be someone else's really good player. We've faced a couple of really good linemen here in our schedule this season. He kind of balances that out for us. And then, Riker was a two-way starter as a sophomore last year in that championship team. He started offensive tackle and defensive end. This year he's moved to center on offense and inside linebacker on defense. He really has a very instinctful player, very smart, and likes to do a lot of talking with his pads. He runs around the field and makes a lot of plays. So two very talented kids on that side of the ball.
Couple more minutes here with Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Grundy Center takes on rival Dyke New Hartford Friday night in the Class 1A playoffs, a quarterfinal matchup. Coach, before talking about the matchup against the Wolverines, I've been quite impressed, to say the least. Not that I had an opposite opinion or evaluation of 1A football before this season, but, man, Class 1A sure seems like it is just loaded with really great teams this season, and you guys obviously moving up from A to Class 1A playing a role in that. What's been your impression of Class 1A football?
It's really good. The difference is the depth, I think. There's teams at the 1A level, there's just a few more kids that can play meaningful snaps and burst the games as compared to A. both central and northeast part of the state. And it's going to be really interesting to see how things shake out here in the quarterfinals.
It's going to be interesting to see how Friday night shakes out. As mentioned, you guys taking on Dyke New Hartford in that 1A quarterfinal. Coach, beyond blocking, tackling, penalties, and turnovers, what would you say is the next most important thing when you take on Coach Betts and the Wolverines?
Managing, you know, the magnitude of the situation, the emotions of it. You know, we've been very honest in those conversations with our kids this week that, you know, every time we play them, it's a big game. There's a lot of people there, and, you know, it's typically week one or two of the season in a non-district game. Obviously, now it's flipped around. You know, there's winner go home. Winner's going to have the right to go play in a semifinal game at home. The kids understand that. They know that. And, you know, there's one big thing that, you know, we lean on with this group is, you know, their big game experience. They've played on the biggest stage imaginable for the biggest prize. And, you know, this is an opportunity to go do something similar again. So being able to manage that and deal with the ebbs and flows momentum in the game, or that's going to be a big part of it.
Knowing the respect that you and Coach Betts have for one another, Travis, you guys got to have some sort of, I know both of you got something up your sleeve. Like, you got a wrinkle, you got some sort of play that you can put out there to try to pull a fast one on each other. I'd imagine that's kind of part of that deal, huh?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything to pull the wool over the eyes of Don Betts. man, it's been doing it for so long, and he's done such a good job of it.
Right.
You know, I know that they're going to present us some things that we have not seen on film yet in the first 10 games. You know, but there's always things that we have kind of, you know, going on the back burner that we don't really ever tap into. That situation warrants that it could be up. But, you know, I don't think it's not going to be any secret what both teams want to do and how they want to play.
Yep.
It's just the matter of, you know, who can be more disciplined for 48 minutes and, you know, have the mental toughness to see it through to a bit.
Coach Zajac, thanks so much for your time on the show today. Best of luck, best of health Friday night.
Hey, Cole, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Go Sparks.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The championship race is underway for Iowa State as the Cyclones get ready to host Kansas Saturday night. At 4-1, ISU is part of a five-way tie for the Big 12 lead.
There's excitement, but it's not a excitement that's going to get us off track or unfocused. It's an excitement that we want to be here. We want to stay in this position, so we know we have to go out every day and practice hard and go out and compete with each other, so we're ready for the game on Saturday.
That's junior receiver Jalen Knoll. The Big 12 has announced Iowa State's future opponents in football. Next season, the Cyclones will host Baylor, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and Cincinnati, along with Central Florida. And the Cyclones will visit Houston, Kansas, Utah, and West Virginia. Exhibition basketball tonight. The UNI men are at home against Coe College, while the Iowa State women play host to Truman State. This is Radio Iowa.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust, not from a social post or an opinion on the internet. Instead, ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations, because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
If you've been injured, you may wonder what are the benefits of hiring a personal injury attorney. At Ballkirk & Holm, our attorneys know how to protect your interests and keep you from being taken advantage of. After a personal injury, many auto insurance companies will contact you and try and get a recorded statement to box you. Whether you consider Ballkirk & Holm or another law firm to represent you for your injury, it's important to know what to look for. A common misconception is that any lawyer can handle any type of case. While this may be true technically, it is important to find a lawyer that specializes in the type of matter you have. When interviewing a personal injury attorney, make sure the focus is on how they can help you. You're the client and the decision maker. As a client, you shouldn't feel rushed into taking a settlement or feel hurried to sign papers with an attorney. If you feel an attorney's taking shortcuts, like making you get your own medical records or put up a lot of your own money, consider other options. As a full-service personal injury attorney, they should work for you. They should get the medical records. They should ensure all the information is gathered. And they, if they believe in your case, should put full investment of time and resources behind your matter. For a free consultation, visit
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings are all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Mike with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with your loved ones, to simply relax, or to entertain friends, we're here for you. We are Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's Macy's friends and family. Get ready for the holidays with an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrance, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gift ideas. Or shop specials they'll love while supplies last, now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Find something so you at Macy's Friends and Family. Macy's one-day sale starts tomorrow with great deals of the day on the perfect fall updates for your wardrobe and your home. Like 40 to 60% off comfy PJs and robes she'll love, 40% off boots and shoes, and get 55% off holiday dinnerware and decor. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn faster during Star Money bonus days. Details at macys.com/starmoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Touchdown. I'm Justin Jefferson with the Minnesota Vikings.
Hi, I'm Jamar Chase with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nobody can stop him.
Why do I choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Because I only go all out.
Because I can't be stopped. Because my Sleep Number smart bed helps me sleep at the right temperature all night.
So we can take our game to the next level. That's why 80% of NFL players choose the Sleep Number smart bed. Sleep next level, perform next level.
And now the new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $899. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. For a moment there during the break, like, nothing wanted to work. I thought maybe an EMP or something had gone off. The computer froze up. The phone wouldn't work. But we weathered the storm, so thanks for the patience during what became an elongated commercial break there. But please now to continue talking high school football playoffs as the quarterfinals will kick off for 8-player tomorrow night. And Don Bosco coach Colby Yoder, kind enough to join us on the eve of the Dons quarterfinal matchup against Winfield Mount Union tomorrow night. Coach Yoder, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Well, hey, as always, a pleasure to have you and to be learning more about your football team. Let's go back to last Friday night, a 28-20 win against a really good Waco team in the second round of the 8-player playoffs. How'd your team get the job done, Coach Yoder?
Yeah, we started off a little slow, but came around second half, and we made some adjustments at halftime that really worked for us. But Waco is definitely a solid football team. They were runner-ups last year, so I mean they've been at the pinnacle. So they're a good football team, and we're just a scrappy football team. I mean, we're nothing special, but we're finding ways to win.
I think maybe people might disagree with you underselling your team a little bit here, Coach Yoder. You guys, I know you dropped that one to start the season to Gladbrook Rhinebeck, but it sure seems like you guys have just taken a step forward week by week. Tell us about the improvement your team has made throughout the entirety of the football season.
Well, it's just one of those deals where our line of scrimmage play early in the year was, we pretty much have three running backs playing our line this year. So it was a learning experience. Every week's been a learning experience for us. But we really learned the X's and O's of football, which is really nice. The kids are really gelling well together. So one thing about this team is that there's a lot of fight in these guys, and you just can't coach things like that.
No doubt about it. When it comes to your preparation for the playoffs so far, do you and your staff, Colby, change anything at all, whether it's physical or mental, with regard to preparing for a playoff game versus a regular season game?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's more at stake, obviously, just Thursday night. But, we prepare the same every week, whether we know we're going to win or it's going to be a dogfight. I'm a big guy in preparation. We are a big preparation team in wrestling. That's how we do it here at Bosco. You got to prepare every week the same way, and you got to get yourself focused and read your keys. And, I think we give these guys a good game plan every week. And they've really sold themselves on game planning this year. And watching, we've even had some kids get in trouble in study hall watching too much film, which I'm okay with a little bit. So
I'd imagine so. Don Bosco, high school football coach Colby Yoder, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Your senior quarterback, Caden Knack, Coach Yoder, having an outstanding season. He's got over 2,200 passing and rushing yards combined. I know Caden, if he was here, would tell us a lot about that offensive line you mentioned before being responsible for his ability to contribute like that. But tell us a little bit about Caden's outstanding season.
Caden's one of those kids that's just a hard-nosed kid. If you've ever seen him wrestle, he'd understand why we like him at quarterback. He's a grinder, wrestling on the wrestling mat and on the football field. He's one of those kids that he's just going to keep coming. And he's been a great leader for the kids, too, which is really nice to see. I know the other night he hasn't really had to showcase his throwing skills, but he threw pretty darn well the other night in the playoff game. It's probably why we won the game. He's a dual threat guy. And he's got a lot of attributes, and I think he's a pretty darn good football player, too. I mean, he's just a student of the game, too. But, it's his first year at quarterback for us, so, he's had a lot to learn, too.
Coach Yoder, it kind of sounds like there is hope after all for you turning it into an air raid offense over there in Gilbertville. Oh, boy. One of these days, Coach, one of these days. Come on, you got to do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
No, really, elsewhere on your offense, you've got a couple of running backs that have combined with Caden to make your guys, your unit, a tough defend. And it's sophomore running back Ty Christensen, junior running back Kyler Knack. Being able to spread that ball around in the backfield, that's had to have helped.
Yeah, it's definitely you have to prepare for those guys, which is really nice. Ty Christensen's been a great surprise for us. He's really come a long way. He's more one of those scat back guys, And Kyler's more of a power guy, It's funny to listen to the Canuck brothers because I think, you know, Kyler probably gets a little more attributes on the wrestling man. Caden's getting a lot of the highlights in football, which his brother's blocking for him most of the time. So it's kind of fun to listen to the banter going on. But, you know, they're both, those three guys, you know, they do what's best every weekend. And, you know, it's one of those deals, like, who's ever on is on and who's ever off is off. So there hasn't been much complaining. So it's been a great year.
Looking at your defense, seniors Landon Fernandez and Andrew Kimball are two of many guys that have had good seasons on the defensive side of the ball for your Don Bosco team, Coach Yoder. But, you know, whether it's those two guys or, you know, anything else, just tell us about a defense that's had a really nice season.
Yeah, our defense has really been the strong suit of our season so far. I mean, we don't give up a lot of points. And you know, if you look at us, we're not a super, super physical team, but we're a very technically good team, and we don't get out of position a lot. And, I mean, we eliminate a lot of the big plays. That's kind of what we want to do with this defense. And, you know, they've done a great job of it. So, I mean, if you've seen our guys, we're not a big, big football team. So they have to do the little things the right way. And then they've done a really good job of it. And I've been super impressed with the defense this year. And, well, they've held us in some games the other night. I mean, they really held us in the game and gave our offense a chance to win it at the end.
You play host to Winfield Mount Union tomorrow night, as I mentioned, an eight-player quarterfinal. What's the scouting report on WMU?
You know, they've got a couple D1 recruits that are pretty darn good football players, with Cam Buffington and their tight end. You know, so it's, I mean, we really had to game plan for a few things. They've got a strong offensive line. I mean, but, you know, a lot of teams don't really keep talking about Cam Buffington, but they play really good defense. They don't give up a lot of points, so. You know, we got to find a way to score on them. You know, the one thing about this game, I think it's going to be just, it's kind of like last Friday night. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. Our kids are up for the challenge. And I'm sure, you know, we played them last year, first round of the playoffs. So they know what we're about. And we're going to play physical football. And, you know, these kids, they're ready to go. And it's just it's going to be a good battle. And it'll be a lot of fun.
I imagine so. Coach Yoder, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck, best of health to your team tomorrow night in that eight-player quarterfinal at home against Winfield Mount Union. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
Kobe Yoder, Don Bosco, high school football coach, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this last time out. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Amber Theo Harris with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Very late news out of Las Vegas last night. The Raiders have fired head coach Josh McDaniels and GM Dave Ziegler. Owner Mark Davis releasing a statement saying, "After much thought about what the Raiders need to move forward, I have decided to part ways with Josh and Dave." The Raiders were 9-16 since McDaniels became head coach prior to last season. More details on NFL Network throughout the day. The NFL trade deadline was yesterday, and the Commanders traded away two edge rushers. Chase Young was shipped to the 49ers in exchange for a 2024 third-round pick, and Montez Sweat went to the Bears for a second-round draft pick. After losing Kirk Cousins for the remainder of the season to injury, the Vikings acquired Josh Dobbs and a 2024 seventh-round pick from the Cardinals for a 2024 sixth-rounder. And the Bills upgraded their secondary by landing cornerback Russell Douglas from the Packers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Team Moments, brought to you by John Deere. Automatically pair your tractor to your combine with Machine Sync for a game-winning harvest.
The Cyclones find themselves in a five-way tie for first place in the Big 12 after getting past the Baylor Bears with ease in a 30-18 win. Behind a strong offensive line that helped Iowa State average almost 5 yards per carry, Cartavius Norton ran for 2 touchdowns, including a 49-yarder early in the second half to put the game well out of reach.
And there's a handoff to Norton off the right side. Big hole across the 40, 35, 30. Norton to the 25, 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Cartavius Norton, 49 yards.
The Cyclones have scored no fewer than 27 points in each of their Big 12 wins.
Score big this season by automatically getting your grain into the end zone. I mean, grain cart with Machine Sync. Learn how at your local John Deere dealer.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for Thursday Night Football to start NFL Week 9 when the Steelers host the Titans. Can Derrick Henry and Tennessee pick up a second straight win as they face T.J. Watt and the Pittsburgh defense? Or will it be the home team Steelers that get their offense on track to improve to 5-3 on the season? Find out on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After six Super Bowls as head coach and two as a defensive coordinator, there's no doubt Bill Belichick's one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time. Does have one flaw in his resume, his coaching tree. Andy Reid's coaching tree features coaches like Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh, Doug Peterson. Marty Schottenheimer's has Bill Cowher and Tony Dungy. Bill Parcells has played an integral part in the development of Sean Payton and Tom Coughlin. The Patriots head coach hasn't had anywhere near that type of success. Nick Saban didn't do much in the NFL. Bill O'Brien never caught on in Houston. Romeo Crennel missed the playoffs five straight years in Cleveland, and we know how Matt Patricia's era ended in Detroit. The lack of success from Belichick's disciples doesn't end there. Early this morning, the Raiders parted ways with Josh McDaniels after a 9-16 start to his tenure there, proving once again, witnessing coaching greatness doesn't always translate to victories. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time you also got rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into that next stage of your life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. The 40th running of the Breeders' Cup World Championships is finally here. It's the ultimate racing showdown that every owner, trainer, jockey around the globe has their sights set on. With $31 million in purses and awards, there's a lot at stake, but only the best will claim the coveted title of world champion. Coverage begins Friday, November 3rd on USA, continues Saturday, November 4th on USA and NBC. And you can always visit BreedersCup.com, BreedersCup.com to learn more.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole & Company with Colbert.
And I think what we've worked really hard on is this kind of day in, day out process throughout January, February, March, April, May. That's where we weren't very good a year ago. And, you know, and not just our players, our coaches, all of us, we all could have been better. And I think the reality is that's what you feel is different.
That's the voice of Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell talking about the work that's gone in to the Cyclones being in a five-way tie at the top of the Big 12 at 4-1. The Clones host Kansas this Saturday night. Pregame coverage will begin over on Cruisin' KCFI at 4 on Saturday with kick set for 6. Here is more from Coach Campbell.
You can live with the result, whether it's positive or negative. You can look yourself in the mirror if you know, man, I've done everything in my power to be my best. And I think those things are what's energizing right now around this football team, because there is a lot of youth and there's a lot of young people that are growing by the day. It's not perfect, but their process to be perfect and be their best, that's what's been really fun about this team.
It ought to be an electric atmosphere Saturday night when the lights come on at Jack Trice Stadium against the Kansas Jayhawks that are coming off of an upset of Oklahoma, their first win against the Sooners since Bill Clinton was president.
That's one of the great things about being this time of year and playing really special football games is, you know, you can give back to our fan base who's been very loyal to us. And, you know, playing meaningful games this time of year and Jack Trice makes it really, really special, not only for our kids, but I know it makes it really special for our fan base who's been really loyal to us and in our football program for sure.
Iowa State has won 4 of its last 5 games, and Coach Campbell says it's all began with protecting the football.
Defensively, we created some turnovers a year ago. It was really offensively, we did a really poor job of taking care of the football. And I think that was something that, you know, was a focal point, meeting number one when we came back, is how do we get ourselves back on the right side of the turnover margin? And understanding that that margin really does say your investment to team.
There's the latest on Iowa State football. Hey, folks, before tomorrow night's Thursday night football game kicks off, make sure you get to 1650thefan.com and get your picks in. Week 3 of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy is underway. Yet another $50 value prize to be given away this week. And continue to be in the hunt so you can have advantages on Monday, December 4th at Fan Football Frenzy. We're back at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. 75-inch Sony TV, a Green Mountain Ledge Prime Pellet Grill among what will be given away. Check it out. Get the picks in.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.